This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
green flag tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? There you go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a little difficulty this morning. Thank you for calling the farmhouse, but I don't know why we weren't able to answer the phone in Minnesota. But here we are. So thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Shealy, Sonny Skidmore wanted to chat with you again. So Alex is trying to get in touch with her, and she has been receiving therapy, and she wants to regain use of her body and go back to work ASAP. So we'll be connecting with her this morning. I had a couple questions for you, but is there anything that you would like to share with us before we get started?
Well, I just had a trip to and from Dallas, and it was as bad as Chicago. First time, but it was really an unbelievable mess, boy, arriving there and leaving there. So It happened. Mm-hmm.
And why would you say that? Why would you say it was like that?
I don't know. I mean, they landed in E terminal. I had to walk a full mile to another terminal to pick up my bag. Then I had to wait 30 minutes to get a van to take me to the hotel that was getting there. Coming out, they changed the gate twice. They changed the plane twice. And they were an hour late. And then my bag wasn't. I waited 30 minutes for my bag at the carousel, and it turned out they delivered it in an earlier flight. I had to go to baggage claim to get it. So that's the kind of thing that happens in Chicago every time I go through there, but never in Dallas before. Anyway,
The last time I flew, I flew into Las Vegas, and the connecting flight, getting on these little trams that you ride around from one, I don't even know what you call it. I guess terminal, but you have to get on a little train to get there. And it's miserable because you really don't know where you're going. And it's pressure because you're going to miss your flight. It's awful. Apps flying is awful today. At least
my experience. However, I'm here and that's okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. I had a couple questions for you. One question was, I take magnesium lotion, actually spray, almost every day. And when I say almost, what I do is I'll go for a week, and then I'll go off a day, and then back on for a week. Is that something that I do that intentionally? Is that something that you would recommend, or just stay on it every single day?
Well, I've been on it every day for 20 years, twice a day. So
okay. And the reason I was asking is, does your body need a rest? And the same thing would apply.
You need magnesium single day of your life.
Okay. Okay, so it's from now on, that's easy to, because I would have to intentionally stop. And what about for vitamins, minerals, and supplements? Do you recommend a day off every once in a while, or just keep on going the same routine every day? Okay. All right. We were talking about hypothyroidism, and I've been thinking about that, and one of the things I believe that you mentioned was people become tired or they if they are hypothyroid, they are tired, right? Isn't that one of the symptoms?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. And just about everybody I know is tired. And I'm
about
wondering
80%
how...
of people. Yeah, 80% of people. Largely because of fluoride. Fluoride
okay.
destroys the pituitary and the testicles, but other than that, it's not so bad.
All right. So if 80% of humans are hypothyroid, should they detoxify from the fluoride?
Well, if they've already got it, it may never recover because the thyroid has been really seriously damaged. But everybody should detoxify from fluoride, whether or not they're hypothyroid.
Okay. And how do you recommend we detoxify?
Well, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, avoid fluoridated water. Don't drink it.
Right. It's almost impossible to avoid it, and I'll tell you why. Let's say a person has a beer, you know, once in a while. The beer probably has fluoride in it from the city gym.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, okay. and half a bottle of water has fluoride in it.
Right.
It comes from city water.
Mm-hmm. So if you have bread, and they make bread in the city, they probably use city water to make, you know, to make the dough. If you have soup out of a can, it probably has fluoride in the water from the city. So I'm trying to think, even if you had pasta, which we don't recommend, but even if you did, they probably make the pasta with water that has fluoride in it. So I'm trying to think of how do you get away from it? And I don't think it's possible.
It's a universal poison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to detoxify, what would be your recommendation if a person wants to detoxify?
Well, the simplest way is saunas, and if you actually rub castor oil over your entire body and go into the sauna for 20 or 30 minutes, that is the single easiest way to detoxify.
Okay.
But you need to do it many, many, many times.
So we're talking about just sweat it out. Okay, I bought an ultraviolet light that I use for testing for leaks for air conditioning systems in our automotive shop, and I decided it's a little pen light, and you can buy these on eBay. Of course, you don't want to look at the light directly from the lens of the little pen light or ultraviolet flashlight, but I've been looking at all kinds of things, and you can shine it on your floor, and you can see bodily fluids, you know, from your pets, on floors, on surfaces, you know, outside on your deck, all over the place. And so I shined it on my skin, on the top of my wrist, and what I saw were these little tiny dots that kind of glowed, and that's telling me that those dots are sweat, and so all over. I mean, it's like universal micro speckles all over my body. Do you think that's what I'm looking at, Dr. Shealy? I'm talking about just little, not even a droplet of sweat. I'm just talking about, you know, like a needle point amount, like all over. Is that what you would expect to see?
Well, it's some kind of immune problem. I mean, it is an immune deficiency of some kind, or you wouldn't get that.
Ah, okay. So what would I do? How would I figure this out?
Well, I don't know. What do you think the cause is?
Oh, I don't know. I'm wondering if I have a condition of hypothyroidism. Because I took some iodine, you know, I took one drop in a glass of water, I felt better. I took two the next day, I felt better. Took four, felt better. More
energy.
Well,
the best way to diagnose hypothyroidism is your oral temperature. Once you've been out of bed 3 hours or more, it should be 98.6. Now, I won't make the diagnosis until it gets down to 98.2 or 3. but if it doesn't get up to 98.6 within 3 hours of getting up, you're probably hypothyroid.
Okay. And then what do you do about that?
Well, if you catch it early, stimulating the ring of fire and taking just a little bit of iodine, basically 150 micrograms a day average, or 12 milligrams a week, it will restore thyroid function in some people within 4 to 6 weeks. If that doesn't work, then you're stuck with having to take Armour's thyroid.
Okay. Within 4 to 6 weeks. Okay. 4 to 6 weeks. And is there a blood test for any of this?
Well, unfortunately, because of fluoride in the body and in the lab, you cannot distinguish between trifluorotyrosine and triiodotyrosine. So the lab tests are a waste of time and money now, because the lab tests will come back okay, but actually it's because the lab can't distinguish between fluoride and iodine in the gland.
Okay. All right. Very good. And let's see. We've got Sonny Skidmore. Welcome, Sonny.
Yes, Vincent, I probably are limited with time, but I've got a few questions for Dr. Shealy. I know he's a very intelligent person with lots of experience, and I'd like to ask him for these, since they have amputated my legs, the kneecap is still there, but the man with the prosthesis in this town says it'll be metal way up to the hips, and it's very difficult. Do you know a lot about these prostheses?
Hello?
Dr. Shealy, were you able to hear Sonny Skidmore?
I didn't hear it well.
Okay. What she said was she was amputated up to the knee, but she has her kneecap, I believe you said. Right, Sonny?
Right.
Well, yeah, and this fellow with the prosthesis seems to think the kneecap is lower than it was. I don't know if they could move them or not.
Well, it is easier to do a prosthesis if the knee is still there. But a prosthesis can be done either way.
Well, he claims that it has to go up to the hips, and there'll be a lot of metal to work with. I don't know whether there's different types of these with different manufacturers. I would think so.
Oh, yes. And, you know, there's a very good prosthetic company here in Springfield. I don't know about, where you are, but the prosthetic people should be able to determine whether it's possible to do it either way.
Well, this gentleman has been around here for 35 or 40 years, and I don't know just a lot about him. I just know that he's got a store here. But I was just thinking, there are various kinds, I would think. Some would be better than others or easier, wouldn't you think so?
I would hope so.
Well, do you know of any have you used any of those companies?
Well, the only one I've used is here in Springfield.
And were you successful with that?
Yes.
And was that on the knees or the hips?
Well,
Sonny, can you stay with us? We're going into a break. Can you stay with us, Sonny?
But I can't, because the therapist is here and another lady wants to take some things. I would like to call back.
All right, call you back.
Messages
we'll call you back.
May apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, you've been saying for as long as I've known you that exercise is so important. And yet there have been studies where right now the vast majority of adolescents around the world are not getting enough exercise. So the ages of 11 through 17, children currently don't meet the recommendations of at least one physical activity per day. So what is that going to do to the body if we flat out just don't get enough exercise? And they're saying that this is related to the computer technology, the cell phone technology, and you know their thumbs are getting exercise, but the rest of them really aren't. What is this? How is this going to manifest?
Well, it's going to increase the risk of diabetes, the risk of heart disease, and early death. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
And it doesn't seem like it's too hard to fix, because I remember when I was in elementary school that, you know, we would have gym and there'd be exercise in gym class. You know, it'd be 45 minutes of gym class a day. Then there would be recess, you know, after lunch, we'd play on the outside the school and get some sunlight. And that's what we did. And then when we came home, before we did our homework, we'd go over to somebody's house and we'd play I don't know, softball or baseball or something, and we would do something and be running around, and then we come home and do our homework. I mean, that's the way it was. But I don't think that's the way it is now. I don't see people in their backyards throwing a ball. I hardly see people even walking their dogs. And if they do, it's not, they're not walking very fast. I mean, they're just barely able to get moving.
Well, it's not just teenagers. 90% of people at all ages do not get adequate exercise. 90%.
According to what I've read,
is a minimum of 90 to 100 minutes every morning, 7 days a week.
Okay, and some people say that you should exercise and then skip a day and then exercise and skip a day, but you don't do that. And,
nonsense.
And what is the reason that they... Nonsense, okay. Because...
the only reason you skip a day is if you overstrain yourself.
Okay. And Mrs. Finelli has started to say, well, you know, Sundays we should take a day off. And I'm thinking, yeah, but the cows don't take a day off. You know, nothing else around here takes a day off. why should we take a day off? And besides, nothing will get done on that day, and we just flat out can't get it done with 7 days in a week, let alone six. So, I don't know. I think that from my perspective, being active is where it's at. Absolutely, where it's at. So 73% of countries have found out that that their young people are not getting enough exercise flat out. That's what it is.
Exactly.
And, you know, I believe that the cell phone has been one of the single most detrimental things to our society that has ever been created by man.
Oh, I agree. It's a plague.
When Dr. Okay. How about this? How about people who... they keep their cell phone next to their pillow at night. Now, we can, you know, let's just throw out the electromagnetic dangers from that. But how about this? So somebody is awake somewhere in the world that wants to contact them and sends them a text or calls them up. Because, well, heck, everybody's 24/7, almost everybody's 24/7 on tap today. All right, so their screen lights up blue and they look at it to see if it's, you know, important. And by looking at that screen of blue light, what does that do to the mind and the circadian rhythm? What does it actually do?
Well, it ruins it. That's the kindest way to say it ruins it. Screws it up.
Mm-hmm. So if so what would one phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning? Let's say a person has normal sleep habits and is in bed by 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. And that cell phone screen lights up at 1 o'clock in the morning, a couple hours later. What damage has been done, if any?
Well, it's interfered with your diurnal rhythm, which means your cortisol, your adrenaline level, your serotonin, everything. It screws you.
Okay. So tomorrow morning, let me ask that question when we come back. We're going into a break.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormSHEALY.com. And my question was, okay, so we go to sleep at 10 or 11 o'clock at night in whatever our time zone is, and we have a normal routine. And the phone lights up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and the phone's next to our head or on a nightstand, and we go and look at it because it buzzes. And when we do that, what does that do to our body? And in the morning, when we ultimately do wake up and we race off to work, can we be at 100% if
no,
that happens?
You'd be lucky to be at
100%. One instance. Yeah. Yeah. That one instance of just interrupting our sleep, looking at the blue light, will put us at 50%. Okay,
and then all night you've had the crazy electromagnetic damage to your brain as well. Remember, the instance of brain cancer is doubled just by use of a cell phone. Wearing it all night must do more than double it.
And I don't understand. I mean, I understand what you said, Dr. Seeley, but what I don't understand is why people feel the need to sleep with their cell phone. I got to tell you, if Mrs. Finelli slept with a cell phone, I'd be furious. Absolutely. There would be, you could see the smoke from your farm. because
I have to have a different bedroom.
Well, but what I'm saying is I would feel that I would be in competition with that darn phone.
Well, you're right.
And why should some device be more important than a life mate? You know,
well,
a husband or a wife. It absolutely
But
that's
what
phone
happening. Is not necessary when you're walking down the street. It's not necessary when you're driving. It's not necessary ever unless you are an emergency on the call person all the time. That's the only time, you know, if you have a job that requires it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend it, but at night, but that's okay. I wouldn't take that job.
No, I wouldn't either. So that brings the next question. People, normal work day for many of us, if we have jobs, would be typically from 8 to 5. That means you arrive at 8 and you leave at 5. So that probably means, you know, you're on your way to work at 7 and you return home at 6. So 8 to 5 would be a normal work day. For those who work a different shift, like the night shift, they usually get paid a little bit more to work the night shift. What does that do to the body compared to the regular 8 to 5 type?
Well, it gives you about the same risk as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Okay, so now we have, so just working the night shift for that extra couple percent is going to shorten your life 7 years maybe?
Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I used to do intentionally, not quite like that, but I would have vacation days. I'd get like 10 vacation days a year when I worked for, the big giant corporation. And what I would do is when everyone else took off, you know, for holidays like the day after Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving or the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas or, you know, I would go into work because it was so much nicer because everybody was gone. But that's different. So I was on vacation at work because nobody was there. Because everybody else was, you know, following the herd. But that's different from working the night shift. Now, okay, let's add a little more complexity to this, Dr. Seeley. So, working the night shift will damage your health. What about working, changing shifts? Like, say for a month you work...
Yeah, same thing. It is totally damaging.
Okay. Then what? All right. What I was saying is, let's say you work shift number one, which we'll call you know, the regular 8 to 5. Okay. Then a month later, you work the second shift, and then a month later, you work the third shift, and then a month later, you're back to the first shift. So you're in a rotation.
That's the worst of all.
You work three different shifts.
That is the worst of all. That's probably equal to smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Okay. Then the next question is, I know people who work 12-hour shifts, and maybe even more. They'll work 4 days a week, 12-hour shifts, instead of 5 days a week, 8-hour shifts. Is there a difference in working the 12-hour shifts?
Well, in general, there's a reason that one of the most sane things the world has ever done is choose a 40-hour work week. It is 40 hours means 5 times 8 hours. That's the healthiest of all. Anytime you deviate from that, it's increasingly unhealthy.
Okay. Now, in my life, and those of us Finellis that live at this farm, we don't have a real schedule. I mean, in the mornings we'll feed the cows, and in the evening we'll feed the cows, but it's not at any specific time. And we actually work when we feel like it, and if we don't feel like it, we don't. I mean that really is that's the way it is. However, we're not lazy. We do work, but sometimes we have to work into the evening because, well, something has happened. A storm has come in, the fence has been blown down, or there's flooding, or is some kind of anomaly. And we normally have a regular schedule. We repair vehicles and equipment, you know, during daylight. Sometimes we have to work into the evening, but we choose to do that because we think we should do that. Is that damaging to us as much as to other people who have to do it because they have a job and the boss says, you will do this? Is it different?
I don't think so. Now, if it happened every week, maybe yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's once or twice a month, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is. It may be even just once a month. But, you know, during the winter, things happen. We have ice storms and, you know, limbs fall off trees and break the fence. And then the cows look and they go, wow, that looks good over there. The other side of the fence. And so, you know, we race over and fix it as quickly as we can. Okay. If, Dr. Shuley, if a person did everything right, starting before birth, let's say the parents did everything right, they were getting ready a year in advance to have a child, they ate properly, the best, whatever the best is, they did that, and they got exercise, everything was just perfect before conception, a year before conception, and then the child did everything right, whatever that is, sleep, exercise, diet, avoiding pollutions, all different kinds of pollution, doing everything right, no vaccinations, everything right. How long would a person live, given the optimal set of circumstances and planning? How long could a person live?
Well, if everybody just had those good health habits, average life would be 100 years, plus or minus 5 or 10 because of genetics. But average American is now 79 years, and that we lose 21 or 22 years of average life because of general unhealthy habits.
Okay, so we're down 20%.
Well, actually 21.
I was just kind of rounding. Yes, we're down 21%. That's ridiculous.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Average American habit is ridiculous.
Well, down 21%. So if a person had an IQ of 100 and then didn't do everything right and got themselves down to an IQ of 79, that's like 9 points above incontinence, right? Is that really what?
Well, it's pretty stupid. That means the average American is beyond stupid.
Well, that's the point, yeah.
Remember, only 2.3% of Americans have all the health habits. Only 2.3. So actually, 97.3% of Americans have 1 to 5 unhealthy habits.
You know, Dr. Shuley, I'm looking out the window at the farm, and I needed to get something and help our son. So I was in the house. I saw him need something. I looked out the window just to check on him, and he was unloading a large trailer with a large tractor on it. And so I proactively figured out what I thought he needed, and I walked out there. Now, I could have hopped in the Jeep. I could have hopped on a four-wheeler. I could have hopped on a dirt bike, but I walked out there. So, round trip, it was only a quarter of a mile maybe, but I chose to do that because I thought it would be better for me to just get that little brisk, you know, fast walk out there and back. Now, if I had to carry something, you know, 50 pounds, I probably would have put it in a Jeep and done that, or put it on a four-wheeler and done that. But I just had, you know, some hand tools and off I went. But I don't think that's common. I think people are taking the easy way out. And what I'm seeing here at the farm is more vehicles are showing up that our son is working on that have wheelchair or scooter ramps. So people who can get around are now looking at what kind of a vehicle should I have that can transport my scooter around so I can drive the vehicle, hop in the scooter, push a remote control button, lower the ramp, get out and ride to the across the parking lot to Walmart, go through Walmart, get the stuff, you know, they want to get, put it in the scooter basket, then ride through the checkout and then ride to their car and then push the button, get on the ramp and get back in the van. Now, there are people who are doing that who I believe could get by with a walker.
Below 90.
Yeah.
That is beyond.
But that's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today. And on the other side of the equation, you've got Sonny Skidmore who's saying, I don't want to be in a wheelchair. I want to walk around. Okay.
Well, she's got more common sense than the average person.
I really wanted you to meet her before all this happened, and circumstances didn't work out because she's 6 hours away round trip. But she is a dynamo, absolutely. You know, Dr. Shilley, she is running her radio station from her hospital bed. She literally, I mean, she's on the phone. She's directing, administrating, managing, selling, advertising, and meeting with people, getting new clients from the nursing home. And she wants to get out of there. And we're going to call her again after the top of the hour. But I've got a bunch more questions for you. Class, we're talking with Dr. Norm Shuley, normshuley.com. And I've got a compliment for you, Dr. Shuley. I'll tell you when we come back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's list. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to tell you that Mrs. Finelli came up to me during the break, and she said, "Would you please thank Dr. Shealy?" I said, "Sure." She said she placed an order for some supplements for someone else through your organization, and she spoke with a gal by the name of Angie. And she wanted you to know that Angie was absolutely delightful. She took care of the order promptly. Now, class, this is not a commercial. This is something that Mrs. Finelli asked me to convey to Dr. Shealy, and I thought this would be a good time to do it. So she was really, really impressed with your staff and the way they handled the purchase of your supplements that my wife placed today. So I just want to tell you that...
Thank you.
And
in general, that's the way I feel about them as well. They're remarkably good.
Mm-hmm. And I happened to chat with Angie on Friday, and my reaction was exactly the same as Mrs. Finelli's. And I didn't say to her, "Oh, you got to call Angie," and say that. I just said, "Would you please make this phone call for me and place this order?" And so she did, and her reaction was the same. So, class, I want to tell you, I'm going to give you the telephone number. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement, okay, from me to Dr. Shealy's organization. This is where we get the supplements that you would be getting. So if you call, here's a phone number. And Dr. Shealy, I wanted to give the telephone number for Angie, if that's okay. Is that okay with you?
Of course.
Okay. Class, 417-467-2124. 417-467-2124. That's the telephone number for Dr. Shealy's supplements if you decide that you want to take the same supplements that our family takes. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to tell you a kind of a funny story, if I may. It involves one of our boys. And our boys have been having a really difficult time meeting the right person, you know, meeting the equivalent of your wife for you or my wife for me. So on Friday, after the broadcast, I went out to the shop, and our son was working out there. And I said, "Need any help?" And so I was chatting with him, and I said, "So what are your plans for next few days?" And that's something that we do. We share what our plans are, and so that we all work together and pull the same direction rather than all go scattering off and no one knowing what's going on. So we all know what's going on. So I said, tell me about your plans. He said, well, he might be seeing this girl. And I said, do I know her? No. This is someone he just met. I said, okay. So tell me about her. He said, well, she's not having a good day. And I said, so, all right, why is that? He said, well, she got this big chemistry test, and she may not be prepared for it, so she's kind of apprehensive. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, but I gave her an incentive. He said, I told her that if she gets a C or better, he would take her out for tacos. And then he said, he told her that if she got less than a C, she could have the free chips and salsa that come with his taco. So sometimes you wonder how well you've raised your children. And I don't know where he got that, but I thought that was hysterical. Anyway, he hasn't seen her because she hasn't given him the results of her chemistry test. But just a little sidetrack there. So the importance of positive mental attitude, Dr. Shuey, how important is it in our lives, whatever we may be doing?
The number is it important thing at the top of the list. More important than all other things combined.
Really? So if for example, Sunny Skidmore wants to walk, she has to really have the right attitude going into it, as compared to, I don't know if I can do this, maybe it's
right.
Gonna be tough, it's going to take a lot of...
You got it.
Well, all right, so I had that discussion with her on the phone, off the air, during the weekend. She gave me a call. And she said she wasn't sure if the prosthesis person was going to go forward with building a prosthesis for her. And I said, Sonny, I think what I'm hearing is that this man is saying, well, based on my experience, you know, most people don't want to do it. They give up. It doesn't work so well. I said, but that's not you. So he can't go by his experience in your case, because look at you. Look at what you're doing. You're running the radio station from a bed. It sounds to me like you really want this to happen. So make sure he knows that you have the desire, the attitude, and the persistence to make all this work. And I think maybe that will sway him. But we're going to call Sonny again a couple times in the next 15 or 20 minutes, Dr. Shuey, and we'll see if we can get it back on the air. Class, Dr. Norm Shuey is with us. NormShuey.com. And one of my questions coming up next after the top of the hour break is carbon and as a detoxifier.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.